with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, May 30th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we're going to have the top-ranked team in the state on our airwaves in high school baseball as Remsen St. Mary's comes to Lamar's for a matchup with a team just outside of the top 10 in Class 1A in the Jays of Galen Catholic. Of course, the last meeting between these two was last year's district final that went to extra innings and saw the Hawks walk it off in the bottom of the eighth with a solo home run. Going to be a fun night of baseball. You're going to want to tune in starting at about 7:20 with pregame coverage. First pitch scheduled to be around 7:30. Catch all the action between the Hawks and the Jays in high school baseball right here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com. And on Saturday, the fifth-ranked Kingsley Pearson baseball team proved they belong with the high ranks of 1A baseball with a win over those top-ranked Hawks of Remsen St. Mary's on Saturday. The Panthers beat the Hawks 7-4 in Remsen as part of the annual Marv Thiele Memorial Tournament, and the Panthers were on a mission right away on the offensive end against the state's top team. The Panthers got going with 3 runs in the first inning, followed by another 4 runs in the second inning. Head coach Taylor Duskett says confidence was key for his team early at the plate.
I just think the guys were confident and ready to hit. You know, they have seen bunkers a couple times before, so maybe it was the familiarity with him. But you know, they were confident, staying in, taking good swings, and hitting a lot of line drives. So it was really nice to get out front early.
And that offensive explosion went hand-in-hand with a strong start on the mound from sophomore Kevin Wright. Wright went 5 innings, allowing just 1 hit and 5 walks in the victory. Coach Duskett says Wright has proven to be a strong pitcher and will get better once that walk number comes down and he reaches full command of his pitches.
Kevin works really hard. He spent a lot of time in the offseason, you know, to be a guy that we can rely on at the varsity level, and his stuff is really good. You know, he just needs to kind of dial in his command a little bit, and he's young, so we're still working on that, but his stuff's as good as anybody's, and to keep a team like Remsen, who's absolutely unbelievable offensively, you know, that just shows what kind of stuff he's got.
Of course, it was very well published last year that the Hawks had the Panthers' number, beating them in 3 matchups, with the biggest win for Remsen St. Mary's coming in a run rule victory in the state semifinals. Coach Duskett says beating the Hawks this year shows the Panthers have what it takes to run with the top teams in the state at any point.
We've played them 3 times last year. 2 games were close, and you know, we didn't play very good at the state semis, but I think these guys know what level of baseball we can play. So, you know, just to go out and showcase it and have a good, solid game offensively, defensively, pitching-wise, you know, it was nice. Hopefully we can keep raising that bar and continue to get better.
And if the Panthers are going to continue to compete at the top and continue raising that bar, Coach Duskett says his team's going to need to learn from their games, even when they beat a team like Remsen St. Mary's.
You just got to continue to grow and learn. You know, baseball is a game where, you know, still after a game like this, there's 2 or 3 things like we want to work on and get better at for future, because next time we play these guys, you know, we need to be better, because I know they'll be better. So these guys have bought in. They're going to keep learning, keep getting better, and that's just our goal, you know, be the best team we can at the end of the year.
And the Panthers went on to win the Marv Thiele Memorial Tournament, beating Humboldt in the final game of the day by a score of 12-9. Let's take a look at the rest of the sports action from the weekend on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Lots of non-conference tournaments around the area. And we'll go to softball first, the Bishop Heelan Softball Classic. Lamar started the Softball Classic with 2 wins on Friday. Then they took a couple of losses on Saturday. A loss to MOC Floyd Valley by a score of 11-6. 11th-ranked West Monona then also beat the Bulldogs by a final of 6-3. So Lamar's will head into tonight's home opener with a record of 5-3 overall. To the Kingsley Pearson softball tournament, where 14th-ranked Akron Westfield won 1. They doubled up Westwood a big time, 20-10 the final score. And then they lost one as well, lost West Lyon by a final of 6-3. Kingsley Pearson lost the matchup in their home tournament to 4th-ranked Newell Fonda by a final score of 12-1. To the MVAOCOU tournament, the Hinton Blackhawks participating in that, starting off with a 2-1 record, But then a couple of losses at MVAOCOU. They lost to the host Rams 10-6 and then took a loss to Woodbine 10-3. Logan Magnolia went on to win that tournament by a score of 7-6 over Woodbine and a 9-5 over MVAOCOU. To baseball in the Marv Teal Memorial Tournament, we mentioned KP beat Remsen St. Mary's 7-4 and then Humboldt 12-9 to claim the annual tournament title. Remsen St. Mary's in their consolation game was able to take third with a dominant, get this, 27-2 victory over West Bend Mallard. That score in four innings. To the Westerner invite, the Akron Westfield Westerner invite, Akron Westfield was able to take home their home tournament title. They beat OABCIG to start the day 12-1 and then beat Newell Fonda 7-5. Other scores from Saturday's Westerner tournament saw Central Lyon beat OABCIG in the consolation game 6-5, and Newell Fonda started their day beating Central Lyon in a shutout 8-0. All these scores and some more scores from around the area on Saturday, they can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Coming out yesterday during the Memorial Day holiday, the first set of in-season baseball rankings from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. Of course, in years past, these rankings, they did not mean much in the grand scheme of the baseball season. It was just the opinion of a few coaches and some media personalities. But this year, these rankings do mean a lot. Of course, if you rank in the top 10 in your class, you are guaranteed your own separate bracket so that we're not getting too area schools that should meet at state meeting in a district final or something like that. So let's take a look at these in-season rankings, the first of their kind. These will be released every Monday now throughout the rest of the season. Starting in Class 1A, where retaining their top spot in the state, that is the Hawks of Remsen St. Mary's. Even with their loss to Kingsley Pearson over the weekend, the Hawks will take a 6-1 record into this week as the number one team in the state. Newman Catholic is ranked number 2 in Class 1A. North Lynn is ranked number 3. Kingsley Pearson Pearson's victory over the Hawks this weekend, it only bumped them up one spot, so they are now the number 4 ranked team in Class 1A. Lisbon is ranked number 5. The Galen Catholic Jays are in the others receiving votes category. They are considered one of the top 15 teams in the state. Newell Fonda is in that same category. Going to Class 2A, where Mid Prairie is the number 1 team in the state, passing up Van Meter. The Bulldogs, the four-time defending champs, started off 5-3. They're ranked number 2. Kemper Catholics ranked number 3. Williamsburg 4. Esterville Lincoln Central's ranked number 5. The West Lyon Wildcats are receiving votes as well. In Class 3A, Western Dubuque is number 1. Marion 2. Lewis Central 3. Cedar Rapids Xavier 4. And North Polk's ranked number 5. MOC Floyd Valley's ranked number 9. Bishop Heelan, Sergeant Bluff Luton, they are receiving votes. Finally, in Class 4A, Dowling Catholics ranked number 1, Ankeny Centennial 2, Cedar Rapids Prairie 3rd ranked, Johnston 4th ranked, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy is ranked number 5. There are no area schools of note in the 4A rankings. You can check out these rankings in their entirety, including the receiving votes category. They're up on our website at KLEM1410.com. And to the sports schedule today, let's take a look first at the softball schedule. In the Missouri River Conference, the Lamar softball team hosts their home opener. They welcome in the Yellow Jackets of Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson to the Lamar softball diamond. Sioux City West is at Sioux City North for an MRAC doubleheader. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Bishop Heelan, and Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln's at Sioux City East. To Warrego Conference softball tonight, Remsen St. Mary's, 3rd ranked in the state, they're at Galen Catholic. Cherokees at MMCRU, Unity Christians at Hinton, West Sioux at 14th ranked Akron Westfield, Harris Lake Parks at Trinity Christian, and South O'Brien is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. In the Western Valley Conference, Westwood is at Kingsley Pearson, Lawton Bronson's at MVAOCOU, River Valley is at West Monona, OABCIG's at Ridgeview, and it is Whiting at Woodbury Central. In baseball tonight in the MRAC, a lot of similar matchups. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson is at Lamar, Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Bishop Heelan, Sioux City West is at Sioux City North, and Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln is at Sioux City East. Warrego Conference baseball, Remsen St. Mary's is at Galen Catholic. That's our broadcast for you tonight. tonight. Pregame at 7:20. First pitch at about 7:30. Unity Christian is at Hinton. Cherokee's at MMCRU. West Sioux is at Akron Westfield. Harris Lake Park's at Trinity Christian. South O'Brien is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. And finally, in Western Valley Conference baseball, Westwood's at Kingsley Pearson. Lawton Bronson's at MVAOCOU. And Ridgeview is at OABCIG. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com, or better yet, follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports, and tune in tonight for Rems and St. Mary's and Gatling Catholic Baseball. We'll be on the air around 7:20 with first pitch at 7:30, all right here on KLEM Radio. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.